昨天晚上已经开始讲到中午拜，当然不能够讲到完，法律就那个比较重要点已经跟你讲到了。So today we continue with our talks on Dhamma Nupassana. Yesterday we talked as far as the five aggregates. There's so many paths, so we won't be able to go through all of them, but we just run through them, but we stay more on the four self factors of enlightenment.那么这个讲到这个我们快快要经过了其他的，但是最重要是注重这个七菩提分七觉者，那接下去就是那个五蕴啊，五蕴是文殊看的，这边有一个曲啊，无极啊，无极，就是这个五蕴呢，就是取的目标啊，贪心的目标，执着的目标。取是有那四种极啊，什么四种极？什么是四种极？
四
极啊，什么四极？一个是见取，一个是意啊，阿弥陀佛啊，是这个，还有第三呢，接近，啊，接近即是拉巴提婆。四个人，还有第四个
人，就是
见取，见取，
我
与
取，
跟见取
啊，
我与我取，我与我的啊，对，取跟贪是有有分别啊，取是比较强烈的贪。只是不放啊，不吸
啊。有害在前面，爱取有，有害在取。
啊，还在吸。
对。
三他五不单呐，就是当那个，就是管那个五音啊，就是色音，你管色音，就是舍得去了，啊。收音也是收进去了啊，所以这些是法嘛啊，讲就不同了，讲音、行音跟啊行音就是行进去啊，多是多这么两个啊，这处就是帮助那些人很执着这个是无因啊，执着这个是这个我啊，这个执着有两种，一种是当做个人的 individual 啊，另外就是当做世界的好像色法色音呢，个人的色音就是那个身体哦，就说那个身体是我的啊，在世间的讲的全部色法啊，就是我的也是他的所以说对那个 无依那观观呢，看到啊苦无常无我啊，那我就也是慢慢就舍掉它了啊，念力升起来就舍掉它。大概大概是意思讲，我们现在没有讲得太仔细啊，因为我们要到那个去不去细节事情。所以那个是我大的，指我很大的那个，那这边好像很重要了，哦，big ego, people with big egos, 这个也是隔得很细，因为那个 identification process, 我以前说，
分别 ，identification。
想是这个是我，那个是我。认同我，这个这些过程啊，很强的，是很细，很多。我像一个种那个，那根呐、啊，很多很细的根呐、啊，全部，反正榕树的根呐、啊，很多。用妈妈拔起来，so we briefly go through the rest of it. The next one is the aggregates of clinging. Aggregates means one group. That means you look at it, you see it's one thing. Actually, you see there are many things together. Group, group.You see somebody's head, it's just one head. You look in the head, there are many bones. Aggregate that. So, but here, not just aggregate, it's also clinging. Because clinging means upadana, means strong attachment. It's split into five. That is the body.Which is form, because form is actually physical body. Then the second is the feelings, and then third is perception, fourth is formation, and fifth is consciousness, mind. So the contemplation of the first one is same as body foundation of mindfulness. Second is same as feeling foundation of mindfulness. Consciousness is the same as consciousness foundation mindfulness. But the second and the third comes under Dharma Rupasana. Because it is not included in the other two, other three, so it is comes under the fourth foundation. That is, 想跟这个行念处是因为它不可以在那个其他三个念处里面，所以它一定是只在So all these are becoming groups. You see there is not one thing. Like see the mind. You see the mind is not one thing. There's so many types of mind, consciousness. And you see perceptions. There's so many types of perceptions. Then there is this formations. There's so many types of formations. Like in the one of the verses, it says that, the famous verse behind you, mentioning that it was call it the simile of the form. Form. First form,很多泡的。泡沫，where the Buddha along the Ganges, he saw that a lot of this foam by the river. Then he told the monks, "Look, monks, like the body is the foam. The body is like the foam, similarly the foam. In the sense here, not some泡沫." Feelings is like bubble. 一个朋友知道这个感受。Perception is like a mirage. Mirage, 我们叫什么？幻想啊。Mirage 就是那个幻想啊，就像是那个沙漠那边啊，那个啊，like the plantain trunk of formations. Plantain, no? Plantain is like banana. Banana stem. 香蕉的什么？啊，那个，那个空心的，那里面有的。And like a ghost, like an illusion, this consciousness. So you can see how it's like a ghost. One thing. This is a simile given, given from the five aggregates. By the Buddha, it's quite well known. This is only the first verse, and the second and the third verse. Venu pumpam pindu pamang rupang vedana bupurupama marjiku pama sanya hindu rupama sangkara vinyana mam mayupama vinyana desita dicca banduna. The photo lah, Asicca Banduna, the Palimasa, Taiyang, the Chinchia. It's a photo mention. There's a title given of the sun, the brightest thing. So, if you don't look properly, you think it's one thing, but look properly, there are many, many things. For example, the body. Body is compared to the form. No? Here it refers more like the rupa. Rupa, the pindupama rupang. Because the body, when you say rupang here, it means matter. Individual, you say it's the body. On the whole, you say the material phenomena. Because material phenomena arises and pass away in a group. We study Abhidhamma, the all this rupa, the arising, the process of the rupa. And all those, they call it kalapas, one after another, all in a group, passing away. It doesn't occur singly, it comes in a group. So it is like a form. That's why they say, so this simile, you find that it is not just poetic simile. Actually, experientially, it's like that. So, this is, for example, this was preached in the one of the earliest suttas, in the Anantarakana Sutta. It was preached there, and where the fire ascetics got enlightened. And you find that this is repeated many times. What happens is when you go into seeing these groups breaking up, you tend to, first you don't identify yourself with the group. Secondly, you are able to see groups as made up of many things. Bhava. 你先看了，因为它是一堆的，一组的东西啊。那么你也可以看通它了，就是你每一种法一堆来的，你就看到它，可以分别啊，可以分析啊，来。第二呢，就是很多人制作的。还是说是我啊啊什么？就是这个无因， 所以你看到每个因是分解的，没有的，那么这个我就慢慢就去防灾，防了呢，最后呢就知道什么，就是在这种现象了，无我。So when you're able to see through all these groups and things, you're able to come to the basic fact of anatta, no self. One of the biggest things that some people cannot see realities of vipassana is because of the strong attachment to the self, the I, me, mine. And this is very strong. When young, your brother. So, say the亚丹教有什么可以解释亚丹的？他吃素的时候，一定吃素的时候，亚丹可以吃。好，跟你讲了。所以他打造很忠，一定打造的很有精力，但是看不到我。我就问他咯，你是什么？我是人咯，人是什么？这是什么？人是气，对不对？这个气是什么？不知道。但是他还是一直不说那个衰退，他看不不他不破这个我，看不到我，但是他作为规矩，最多是给他经验。You can take a lot, you can give good talking on this. The idea is to keep breaking up these aggregates. For example, for individual, the clinging is the body. People cling on to the body. It's me, mine. That's why this is a stumbling block for this materialist. Because they identify themselves as the body.When they die, they are very, very sad. I'm going to finish, I'm no more. Then the feelings, some people are very attached to the feelings, emotions. Oh, my feelings. Something like perception is more connected with memories. One more thing, but memory is only past perception.Formations are like all your mental activities and your willpower and all those mental processes and consciousness, of course. Very easily people identify the self of the mind. So, but when you practice and you watch all these arising and passing away, all these things, then you expect two of them. So finally all disappear. Only the three units appear.Characteristics. When three universal characteristics meet the end, also the cessation. So much I just actually like to see like a Lupin. Just this is. Lupin is what? Yen gun, er gun, si gun, pi gun, sun gun.Even, 眼神啊，色啊，那个色，眼跟色跟眼色跟，啊，
跟城市。
一三感谢一个三盖啊。二跟
声音
啊，二四声，
二十四
啊，二十四啊，然后鼻子一样是，然后一也是一样，一个，十八个。阿耶达那的意思是什么？阿耶达那被分的意思是什么？从那一点呢、啊？这个三盖起来的时候啊，所以那个期待是那些过程啊，是路程啊，路啊，跟着来重复，从那边开始，那个湿气的。
进入
过程。进入全部的进入过程了，从那边出来。这个也是另外一种的分析啊，分看破这个我啊，第一是看破这个我，第二是慢慢看破，也是这个世界就是看破这些观念的、最后呢就找到那个真实法真实法，你看啊，那个先看得比较清楚，就是那个当时那个那跟起来呢有三个起来就是一年了，一年法人的脑他一起起来的，他的互相起来的，那个互相呢就是那个一年，那你不可以去做色心思或者那个眼呐 是真的，这它是一种因缘合合起来才有的，它不来了它不在所以你看到它的因缘在那边从那边呢你就跟着进去了，它就是神力法，很高人的神力法。所以这个也是一种另外的看破，这个它有一个另外的作用，就是有可能是那个心的跑动那个心王的跑动它就可以跟着它了，因为心事是比较难看到，是无常无我嘛，所以用这样的方法一步一步呢这个就是也是好像我们看到那个试炼心炼处啊里面的方法来的但是这边呢刚才讲很注意这个心事啊，注意整个团So this six sense pieces is another way of breaking up the attachment to the individual idea of itselfor the breakup or the concepts connected with this especially connected with the mind consciousness so the six senses each base has three bases that means the eye base then eye seeing consciousness and the eye object so this three present with the eye, three present connected with the ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. The idea is when you see them together, you see that they're all interdependent. Their connections are different types of connections, but they're interdependent. If they don't come, one is missing, the whole process doesn't come. Second thing, when you talk of basis, that means there's a base, a point,whereby all the thought processes arise. When you see something, all the thought processes connected with the seeing arise. Whole group, no? Whole army. One after another. So, this also in a way, is one way of looking at the what you call the, how the mind runs to the six sense spaces. But it is a stepwise procedure right? Because we see clearly one of the base as thing, as condition. We also see finally end up with the mind of as condition. And from there you go into the arising and dissolution of sense basis, three units of characteristics, and final cessation. Today we go into the enlightenment factors more because it is what we are concerned in Vipassana. Presence of enlightenment factor, absence of enlightenment factor. 无我啊啊，这个也是很重要的一个佛教的意义。So when you come to this enlightenment factor is very precise. Enlightenment factor come under one of those, you say, the different factors of enlightenment. Sasachikuri. This actually are different ways of describing the state of enlightenment, the supramundane state. But it is described in such a way so that people who are beginners can still have some understanding and practice according to the direction. It's also like we say, three units character is not self, impermanent suffering. What is this? This is actually an expression of reality by the enlightened people, so that those people who are beginning to practice have an idea of this direction. And so you say, okay, let's go to where do you want to go? Where is the money? You want to go to the go to Kentucky. Which is the capital of Kentucky? Geography, U.S. geography. Kentucky, capital is what?
I don't know.
Can you search?
Yeah.
Oh, he's searching Kentucky. This is Germany. To go to the capital of Kentucky, which is Frankfurt. So you go, you may end up in, you don't have proper instructions, you may end up in Germany, you know. If you are looking for Kentucky first, you may end up in Kentucky with fried chicken. It's not bad, there's something to eat. So what do? You haven't been there before. So what you see is the roadmap, Google, and all those things. So you follow the roadmap, Google. So why? Because people who have been to Frankfurt, they tell you how to go. But you haven't gone there, you can still make mistakes. So similarly, the nature of reality, three units characters. So you go, you follow. So you see, that's why I say when you do meditation, when you object is not changing, you don't see impermanence, it's not a good object. So you follow finally anicca, you can see anatta, dukkha, this three can see. Finally when you reach there, dukkha is no longer there, impermanence is no longer there, it's only nibbana, this is anatta. So in the same way, it's like factors. But you start from the very beginning first, that is kind of a factor that are able to bring you there. So there are seven enlightenment factors. There's the mindfulness enlightenment factor. You have this Dhamma investigation enlightenment factor. And you have this energy enlightenment factor,
thinking
factor, and you have tranquility enlightenment factor, seeing eye factor, then you have this see-jetter, that is this joy enlightenment factor, and you have that concentration enlightenment factor, and equanimity enlightenment factor. This is actually describing one way of describing the parts of enlightenment. That the factors that bring about come together in the enlightenment stage. These are special mental states. But for them to be enlightenment factor, first you must be that which leads to enlightenment. For example, when you say mindfulness enlightenment factor is not just any mindfulness. That people can be very mindful but they don't get enlightened. Yeah? Why? Because the object is different. The way they are mindful is also different. You don't see it in terms of the three universal characteristics. So the first is when you practice, first you know you're mindful and you're not mindful. And after that, when you get to the first inside knowledge, you see anatta clearly, then you can see the mindfulness is special. It's not the ordinary mindfulness. The mindfulness that you know that nobody here is mindful. It's just mindfulness that arises through conditions and these three conditions for that mindfulness. Even the mindfulness arises and disappears as it progresses on. It becomes clearer the three characteristics that come with this mindfulness. So from there you can see the moment this mindfulness is there, it's just ordinary mindfulness, it's absence of the enlightenment factor. After that, from ordinary mindfulness become no mindfulness. You get craving, anger, delusions. It's not just absence of the enlightenment, but absence of the wholesome factor. Even further away. So similarly with the other enlightenment factors, like Dhamma Vichaya. Dhamma Vichaya is the investigation of Dhamma. This is the searching mind. And that means the mind, when you watch, it just doesn't stop there. It keeps looking deeper and deeper. That means when you watch pain, there's no pain. But it doesn't stop there. You keep seeing pain changing. What's more is that the mind keeps looking deeper and deeper. When pain disappears, it goes through other phenomena and looks deeper and deeper. It's like a searchlight. It goes deeper and deeper. Mm. Because it's not just a sensia, shangtung sangsia.对，那个是什么？啊，是参考啊，我在那个经堂嘛。参考是查，是不是你偷东西的？是不是你拿的？还是他拿的？啊，拿那个苹果皮拿，是老婆拿的。Who done it？啊，原来是他做的啊！这个是参考啊。 这个不是设法，设法是觉知来，他没有想的，所以这个培养出来的，所以观察力，一直在自己观察，这个叫训练他自己观察，他可以观察，是不是？啊，this investigation of Dharma is not just thinking, the mind is a searching mind, searching because you have trained the mindfulness to look deeper and deeper, more detail and more deeper in regards to your experience and your objects. And so, especially with the paramatta objects, ultimately. So you keep going, So this is very important, because if you stop looking further, then you don't progress anymore. This is actually the wisdom faculty. Must be the wisdom. Look until no stones are unturned. Look until the rock bottom, the very bottom of it, the problem. Then you solve the root of the problem. So you don't know, 有，这是观察境界。 这个就是第一啊，所以体会过的啊，你是知道是真的是，但你不可以停在那边，要超越它啊，所以你是要一个很开啊，一个是要很重很自信啊，是寻找的，寻找，要来寻找呢，你就认识他了，认识他了要也要超越啊，啊，在这个，在他的这个想啊 ，perception 啊，就是一个很尖锐，就是很开的 ，very sharp，very open perception。So this is actually the searching point mind, which is actually the wisdom faculty.Right? When you look at something, you cannot attach or be fixed with the experience that you have come across. Just learn to go beyond that. Then you go until the rock bottom. Some people watch something and then they're satisfied. Then it's all.No, cannot. Let's look further. There's something inside. Then you have this sanskrit, jing jing, just as I'm not jing jing, just as you know, you see, I have a lot of jing jing, right? This is the like a sense of the力量, this is the same力量. Jing jing, this is just the like a精神啊但是当然这个是要第一要散的，第二要在思维层里面的、平常啊有经济力也才有啊，但是他到这个思维层的道路他一直修多数呢他达到什么定力，那个不说是精进节制啊，你可没有那个觉啊，定是加南嘎啊，禅子节制，禅子心思喜乐心是那个啊。这个只是特别是培养思维层，思维这个是特别是思维层里面要非常强，因为他的目标一直变一直变啊，你不努力你追不到，不够正念你追不到。So the third is theEnergy and Latin factor. This energy is of course more, although physical energy is involved in practice, but more of mental energy.、Energy that means, you know the mental energy is like the force inside your mind.、To push, right? Push. Effort. Let's say, exertion. Because as you practice the mind,push for higher and higher level of energy. Doesn't mean gross, it becomes finer and finer, a strong energy. So people who practice a lot, after some time, they don't have to sleep. They're not tired. The body, when you sit down, is like sleeping. But the mind, you don't need to sleep. The mind is very, normally a person that cannot sleep, beep, 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 green light, red light, get the psychiatrist and sleeping pills nearby you. If you cannot, then you can eat sleeping pills and sleep and become balanced. This is people without mindfulness. You cannot sleep, it's a great danger.But if the person is very mindful, it doesn't really have to sleep. through the mind, it's very clear, very calm. So the energy is there, but they are not like a gorilla, you know. They're very peaceful and clear and calm. But the energy is very calm. But for to be really energy, it must be in vipassana, not just any concentration. And the samatha and all those comes under the taka vichara. It's a condition of sustained expectation, which is basically energy. Those are jhanic factors, they are not enlightenment factors. Enlightenment factors only when you apply to this personal mindfulness. Then you see the next one, now, session is the Qing'an. And Qing'an is also Qing'an. Yeah. Qing'an, that guy, the guy is, how to sing, 是很舒服啊，因为它有几个这种啊，这种心所啊，跟它有关系的啊，三心所，什么是三心所？那个是九个，三心所，三心所有几个？是五个。啊，二十五个。啊，二十五个。
一个七个，一个二十，十九个，一个十六个，二十九个，哦，六个跟十九个，嗯，那十九个是一堆的，是吧？十二个一堆的，啊，身心安心，心安心，啊，那谁啊？身心快，心静快，身柔软，心柔软，事业念想，正直。
对吗？对吗？
十二个配。哦，还有你说无贪无嗔，啊，无贪无嗔，那是一个配啊，还是？那有，how many
pairs are there？
我记得只有六个配啊。六个配。嗯。啊，六个配。对。六个配，that's
12 plus 7 correct？ 七个，七个 12 plus 7啊。 就是这些了，你看它、啊、如果那个心啊，那智慧场里面呢、啊，是很细要很灵活，啊，需要灵活，它的目标越来越细，需要很轻，啊，所以它不够灵活，不够很轻易，不够很适应啊，啊，它跟不到那个目标，因为目标啊。 越来越细，越来越变越快啊，也跟不上啊。这个是帮助给那个新的世界要很开，可以接受不可思议的事啊，不可思议的事啊，不可思议的法，不可思议的目标。 如果你不可惜了，就没有超越了。嗯，啊，一定是这样的，他没有超越了，他一个一个印象在里面，他不会开悟了。所以一直培养一个清安，就是这些心所。嗯，that is tranquility. Sometimes it's difficult to translate in English. Sometimes it's translated as tranquility, or sometimes it's translated as quietude. I would take it as a group of mental factors that's involved with the wholesomeness, like the flexibility, the lightness, the malleability, and the efficiency, and the sincerity, the frankness, and the straightforwardness. And all these are mental factors that help are important in developing realization. Because the mental object in vipassana is very fast changing. So it must be also very fast and flexible and variable and versatile. And it goes very fine, so it must be very light, so that it can get the light fine objects. So it's this type of mental state is important in finding what realization. Because first the object of vipassana changes very fast. Be very light, and it can become anything, especially things that you have not experienced before and things that you never expect to happen. So the mind must be very flexible and open to receive it. There's already some predestined ideas what it will be and cannot sort of fix. Stop. So if you go to the point of the unknown, then it depends very much on this openness of the mind, this consciousness, these factors. No more test, 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 啊，特别是定啊，会很轻很飘。这个啊，对于修禅也是很重要。啊，第一呢，我们修禅，啊，这个习觉习啊有两种作用，一种呢是把那个定力深入，所以习就是那个禅子，也是觉知。 因为在修这个禅也有这个经历嘛，也需要定力嘛，啊，第二呢，这个跟那个五根平衡，啊，五根平衡的一个作用嘛，但那个洗出来两种，一种是有力量的，你轻轻一个是比较有定力的，所以它，你看哪一种洗。 第三呢是，因为这个，这位禅呢，常常会遇到很多苦的，所以这个起来啊，非常常会帮助很多，啊，最后呢，啊，因为这个喜呀，也跟那个心心一起来的，心心很多喜的，所以有这个喜呀，会对法喜呀，法喜呀，就是把那个心。 So the third, is, the next factor is the joy enlightenment factor. The joy enlightenment factor is joy is a kind of what you call like a mind being very harmonious and happy and so on. Now this factor arises in the mind of the practitioner. And it helps in the practice to the very end. Yeah? First, the joy factor comes with this confidence and faith. People with a lot of faith, they have a lot of joy in the practice. So when they have this faith and joy, the mind just goes towards it. Yeah? And that's why in some of these stories, number of these monks and nuns, they get enlightened. Through the joy factor. For example, Wakali. Wakali is the disciple chief in faith. He was the one that just like to see the Buddha because there's so much faith in the Buddha, always looking at the Buddha. The Buddha said, why you look at this terrible, smelly body? So he said, go back, go see me. He got very depressed. So he wanted to commit suicide. So when he was going to commit suicide, the Buddha appeared for him in the apparition. There was so much joy. So when he jumped, got enlightened in the way, he got psychic powers, he landed safely. What did the Buddha teach? He who sees the Dharma sees me. That reference. So you see the Buddha has a faith. The Dharma, what is Dharma? He sees the Dharma. Because the mind has, the Buddha's mind has very strong. So he's also got a good kaparami potential. And this is one example. There are other examples. No? So we come through this faith factor, enlightenment, because of the joy factor. Then the other thing that the joy factor comes is, because when you meditate, there's what you call, you see a lot of pain and suffering, no? So you can get depressed. So you sit day in, day out, pain, 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 rising, passing, rising, passing, rising, passing. I always see rising, passing, I'm going round and round and round. No end to this. So you can give them some inspiration. More people, you see this round enough, they get more mature, and then they get really, 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 then okay, then go again. Happy and joy. So the joy comes. Sometimes people see too much pain, you give them a bit of sweet caramel. So, you can do again, metta, happy, then okay, go again. Do samatha, but there are other ways of arousing joy. So, you have to give a break. Enjoy because of its factor, it first deepens concentration. So when you have joy and you do vipassana, concentration deepens. Otherwise, it may be a stumbling block. So, that's another. Joy is also a balancing factor. When there's too much energy and too much concentration, and then joy also can come to balance it. For example, when you have got too much energy, mind very tense, you relax, don't do anything, just peaceful, smile when your heart is breaking. And there's some joy coming in, and then you relax, then you can balance. I say when there's too sleepy, joy, you say when you're sleepy, so joyful you sleep. Not that type of joy, it is a different type of joy, it is the type of joy with inspiration. And you're inspired. So it's like, yeah, practice, give up the joy. You hear about all the stories of those great disciples, the enlightened ones, so just joy, inspiration. Then you practice. Oh, hold on. So actually the joy also becomes, not these enlightenment factors are not just factors to build up the enlightenment consciousness, they are also objects. This is a certain example whereby the people meditate and they are not suffering, when the joy arises, or they think of something, joy arises, then they watch the joy. When the joy, they see the joy arising and passing away. And then also they can get insight. So that is the small directly connected as an enlightenment factor. Well, see, see, Google now. The chief is such a thing. Think, 因为这个很清楚嘛，如果你要你自慰知道一点东西啊，你是要跟住那个目标嘛，你要研究啊，研究什么啊，研究啊侦探啊，侦探侦探啊，啊侦探，你是侦探啊，你们台湾最出名的侦探是谁，是吧？意大利最出名的侦探Andrea, who's the most famous inspector detective of Italy? Inspector Colombo.
No. Inspector Colombo is not Italian.
But he's Italian.
Yeah, okay.
以前有一个 TV series 啊，以前那个龙哥没有中两个嘛。我真的龙哥已经 take 八分了。我上那叫什么济公啊？济公是没有中两个是吧？啊，是吧？
不行，
济公没有四小的。 啊，他用这个挖挖挖跟腰的啊，你吃了对你什么都好的，对吧？
对
都不是正常的啊、哦，你看有人看戏啊，啊，讲是什么东西是？OK， 他要讲啊，讲什么？我在找找另外一个，找这个 Mr. 有用的人啊，用这个什么，你什么先生啊？啊，这个什么，你们人什么台湾的总统啊？啊，骗人的钱的啊，是很多 bribery 啊，骗到死，这是假，所以心里也正常的。人家刚一直跟住他，他说什么都跟住他，乖乖查每一个动作，他的啊。看到吗？啊，就是要有一个定力啊，定力去跟着他，然后你跟不到他，这个是自然现象，一直走，一直变，一直怎么？你要真知道他真实的这个法相啊，啊，然后一直跟他，你说变这样，你说变那样，变，所以看到一年呢，啊，那知道全部他的无限变化的无限啊，啊，就是那个变化。然后现在呢，别人的电梯，他说就是那个法师，就是那24亿年，24亿年也是无常的，也是变来变去的，啊，所以就是那个定力，就是智慧禅的定力，定觉者就是这样，就是指我们经常呢、啊、定在那个关键的目标啊，那光啊，啊那个那生的那个刹那定啊，那都不是定觉者。如果是定觉，那不是定，那个是定觉者呢？以前那些印度的苦行僧啊，比你们厉害不？他要飞就飞了，哇，神通很厉害了。可是他还是在福建里面，还是在啊小福建里面。然后在那个我的一个师父啊，飞翔飞飞翔，场景里面要读他。开车了，啊，昨天晚上已经年纪了，有了，他就是在那个越小越越小房间，嗯，所以就是讲到这个定禅、定觉者啊，不是那个目标生灭，而且他的本性也是生灭，所以这个就叫做禅定嘛。所以到时候呢，那个目标完全超越到涅槃，他的心呢，这也是超越到什么处世坚定啊，处世坚定，如果他处世坚守，坚守不可能，他要超越。所以到 this。The Latin factor of concentration is also in a similar way. Concentration is fixation of an object. Mind fixes an object. Unless you follow the object closely, you cannot know what it is. Suppose you are the detective that follows what you call a suspect. So you follow Sherlock Holmes that follows a suspect. You must follow him from day to night. Non-stop. In this case, you don't just follow him from walking to sitting and eating and all those, follow closely. But also, thinking. You follow the thinking, thinking, stop. After the thinking has stopped, what happened to it? So you follow. So you go, not only follow the detective, like Sherlock Holmes, but you follow even the mental state. So that you can see that the concentration we follow the object, we follow the conditioning of the object. We follow everything finished, it's only the consciousness. The consciousness changes. The consciousness changes. How it changes, why it changes like that, then you can see the different conditioning of the change of the consciousness. Then from there, you can see all the interconnectedness. So that, from there you go into the three universal characteristics. This is why the conditioning. So in this case, which also means that the concentration must have the Vipassana object. Secondly, the concentration itself is the object. You can see the concentration object arises and disappears. So the concentration also arises and passes away, moment to moment. This is called Vipassana, momentary concentration. To a point that it goes beyond conditioning, then the object is supramundane object, that's Nirvana, and the consciousness is supramundane consciousness. It's a Magga or Phala, path of Christian consciousness. So this concentration is the Vipassana concentration and that's the enlightenment factor. The last, Jehovah, you can see the Sir,一个是就是那个心很 balanced 啊，很平啊，平稳。哦，不是只平稳而已，很啊，他知道什么东西也很平稳啊，嗯，好像没有偏到一边啊。像你们管什么东西啊，全部都管得好好，不是管这个好那个管不好啊，全部都管得好，圆满了，一种很圆满的正念。因为正念你圆满的时候呢，那自然呢这个舍就进来，就是第一呢是安定，有这种舍很强的在里面，所以这个舍也是常舍到第五禅或者第四第五禅啊，它这个热数不在了，所以那个喜觉者不在，要变作舍禅者。所以平常我们在五禅时本来是六个禅者，七法，好像有七法的禅者，另外的是二的，不是法的。这个也是最很重要，因为第一我在刚才讲它最深的定义来呢，因为到智慧要觉悟也是要是很深很深的定义。第二呢，它讲平衡呢，它就再可以它的智慧再可以圆满，因为它全部管得查得很好，完全全部一起来看啊，看到他知道这整个下来是什么啊，不然这边看多一点，看一点说不平啊，他看到全部看到清楚啊，他的整个下面看到清楚啊，好像他看到脸呢，看到一个眼看不到另外一个眼啊，他讲他是一当然脑三眼脑就是他没有你看不到而已嘛，就是他看不到是你看不到他很清楚了啊，他两个知道这个三个哦，所以整个法要很平衡，看到圆满了，他在一个智慧在这里生活，是，那有这个舍在这个就智慧场里面，看到很清楚圆满了，他的心很呐，就能够超越。不是有高低啊，他不是非常，但平到完他就可以超越。So the last is the equanimity. Equanimity is balance of mental states. Not just balance instead of in case of stability, which is true, but also balance in the how they are connected with each other. For example, balance of faculty. not too much energy, not too much concentration. Balance and the mindfulness works better. Not too much of thinking and of this faculty working in thinking and not too much of faith. So it's balance. So when the balance, then all the there are different ways of balancing of the mental state. So in all ways when it's balanced, so the equanimity sets in. When equanimity sets in, that means the mind is very stable, number one. When it's stable, you can go into deep concentration. This is important, especially with personal things. Objects are always changing. So it's difficult to become stable. But it is able to be stable not because of just concentration, but because of this equanimity. And equanimity here come about balance because of strong, deep insight and mindfulness. That's why when we talk of the Sankara Upekha, equanimity of formations comes about sinsa. Mm. It's because he sees it, the all these phenomena formations so clearly that it becomes detached. When the mind is very detached and very mindful, it becomes very equanimous. And that's the base for further penetration. Because when the mind is very equanimous and balanced, it's like the water is very calm, you can see inside everything. And so the mind powers becomes very unlimited. You can see through a lot of barriers in comfort inside. Because when it sees the phenomena, Dhamma, all Dhammas are no matter how fine a condition. So if a person is just like this, one, same thing is what? It's in Yen. In Yen is the same thing. Look at Kay, look at Kay. This job and you get the same thing. So conditions are limitations. So one way they describe Nibbana sometimes is it is not limited. Because the freedom of the mind is not subject to any limitation. Mm. 如果要讲这个他的法，要多来就是跑去讲那个三十几回了。一共也是讲那个，什么戒指，那个不同的方面。啊，这个稍微进来呢。
是不是寻思可是他不是要找他给吗要当侦探吗什么找目标吗他不是那个所缘一直在变化是啊对啊你心啊太多东西一起分不辨分析不清楚了 你看，不是一个角色，不是一个来的，一起来的。嗯，没问题啊。什么？嗯，八点。